We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 34th chapter, the 28th Pasuk. And Bildad HaShuchi is in the middle of his great speech. And he says, he had said to Iyov, being that these people, Kol Drachav Lo Iskilu, they aren't willing to learn even one of God's paths, and this is where we left off, that there are multiple paths in the service of Hashem. And if a person can't find his place in any path in the service of Hashem, then there's something wrong with him. Any person that wants to be a good person will find his path within the service of Hashem. And these people didn't, and so Hashem pays them back. Pasuk Chafchet, Lehavi Alav, Tza'akat Dal. And that's why Hashem punishes them and wipes them out of the world. Because he's paying each one back for the wail of the impoverished that they harmed. V'tzakat aniyim yishma. And God is paying the person back for the cry of the poor that God has heard. The multiple times where the poor cried when a person treated them unfairly. V'hu yashkit. And when God declares, when God decrees that a person should have tranquility, v'hu yashkit, and when God imparts tranquility upon a person, umi yarshiya, and who could scare him, who could confuse him? If God declares a person should have tranquility, who can undo that? V'yaster panim, umi yeshurenu. And if Hashem chooses to hide his face, so to speak, so that Hashem is not looking at a person, is not taking care of a person. If Hashem says he is going to treat a person with hestel panim, we say there are levels in punishment. One level is that Hashem says, hestel panim, I hide my face. I leave him to the laws of nature. So v'yastel panim, and if God hides his face from a person, umi yeshurenu, and who could look after him? Who could take care of a person if God chooses not to take care of a person? He's answering Iyov's claim that the laws of nature, they rule whether a person will live or die. He says, how could you attribute any strength to the laws of nature? If God chooses to hide his face from him, umi yeshurenu, who could look upon a person favorably and say, okay, now I'm going to make it good for that person? Can the laws of nature have their own strengths? Can they choose to make it good for a person if God has not chosen so? God has not chosen so? You, Eov, you claim God must have pulled back. If I'm suffering and I led a good life, I guess God leaves things to the laws of nature. Bildad says no. If God chooses to make it peaceful for a person, who can undo that? And if God chooses to hide his face from a person, umi yeshurenu, who can look after him? The forces of nature can't interfere against God. Ve'al goy ve'al adam yachad. Be it on a whole nation, be it on an individual, Hashem chooses when to give ashgacha, when to look after a person, and when to let a person go to the wind. But no one can interfere against Hashem's will. Mimeloch adam chanef. Hashem removes the throne from a person who is chanef, who is practicing sycophancy, and he doesn't need to make the whole nation stumble. Sometimes Hashem could remove the individual from the throne without the whole people suffering. Mimeloch adam chanef, Hashem can remove the throne, the kingship, from a person who is a sycophant, mimokesheyam, and Hashem could do it without giving mokesheyam, without having the whole nation stumble. If Hashem wants Obama off the throne, he'll be off the throne. Well, the whole United States doesn't have to plummet because he has to be off the throne. You could have a revolution in order to remove Louis, or you could not have a revolution. But this is an important point in Hashkafa. We sometimes think that if A, then B. God doesn't work that way. God can make B come to happen because of A, or God can make B come to happen without A. Hashem, the cause and effect in Hashem's world is not as imposed as it is in our world. If I want Obama removed, so I start a whole campaign, I hate Obama on Facebook, and I do a whole series of things, and I try within the laws of nature, because if A, then B. I got to work some way within the laws of nature. But Hashem doesn't have to be that way. You know, Obama could have a heart attack tomorrow. Obama could reveal his true face tomorrow. You know, I don't know if they'd impeach him yet. But, you know, a lot of things could happen tomorrow. So, his friend is telling him, Hashem controls the individual, Hashem controls the nation. And even the individual who is heading the nation, when the time comes to remove that individual, then Hashem has a choice to remove him without affecting the nation, or to remove him with affecting the nation. Ki el el he'amar nasati lo echbol. Because the proper thing to say before God, ki el kel he'amar nasati, what's proper is that a person should say, I'll carry, I'll hold up with the suffering, lo echbol, and I won't rebel against you, I won't destroy my actions. He's telling Eov, we know there's a system, and we know that God's system is just. And once you see that the system is just, so then the proper thing to say when you don't understand the system, and he's not telling Eov, look, you have been wicked. He's telling Eov, when people have been wicked, then God does A, or B, or C. And you see there's a system. So now you have a question on the system, Eov. Well, when you have a question, the proper thing to say is, okay, I'll carry forward with my question, and I will not destroy everything I've done until now. Biladei echze ata horeini. Biladei echze, aside from what I see on my own, of your ways, ata horeini, you teach me. Im avel paalti lo osif. And if I've done something wrong because I don't understand correctly, I won't continue. I won't continue doing what's wrong. So the proper thing is that to say to God, you know, I don't know what I've done wrong. I don't know why you're doing this to me. I don't know why I'm suffering. Bildad is differing from his predecessors in this key point. He's not telling Eov, you've sinned. You're a wicked person. You must deserve this. And you. He's saying, wait, you have a question. Well, I've indicated that God has a system and God runs the show. So the proper thing to do is, first of all, accept something's happening here. God is still controlling the show, and not to destroy everything you've believed in. And then to turn to God and say, aside from what I see about myself, God, I don't see what I've done wrong to deserve how I'm suffering. So then turn to God in prayer and say, teach me. Tell me what I've done wrong. How should I be a better person? If I've done something wrong and I'm unaware of it, I won't continue. But God, I'm suffering. Help me out here. Turn to God with your question, not with a claim. Don't say what you've been saying, Eov. God, must be you're not controlling the world, because I wouldn't be suffering like that. But rather, what you should say is, I know you run the world, I know you're just, and I know I'm suffering, and I don't understand why. So God, help me out here. What am I supposed to be doing differently? This is one of the key psukim here. Here we're seeing key differences between Bildad's answer and his predecessor's answers. What? Elihu ben Barachel, right. What did I say? I said Bildad, right. Elihu, right. Toda. Right. Elihu, sorry. This is Elihu talking. Toda. Toda rabba. Hamei imecha yishalemenam. Do you alone think that you will complete this philosophical quest of understanding God's justice system? You think you alone will be able to figure it out? Ki ma'asta. Because you've been disgusted with what other people have to say. Ki ata tivchar velo ani. You think you alone will choose the truth, and I have no say in it. Umayadata daber. And Eov, what do you know about logic that you think you're the only one who could figure out the truth? With all due respect, Eov, you have a question about God's ways. But why are you close to hearing other people? Do you think that you alone will be able to figure out all of your answers? You want to figure out God's methods of running the world and you think you're going to do it alone? Anshei levav. I know that people who have a heart, people who are intelligent, they admit that I have something intelligent to say. They tell me, speak up, they're interested in hearing what I have to say. And wise people, they do listen to me. And so, Eov, lo vedat yidaber. But Eov, he's not talking out of intelligence. And here he's hitting Eov where Eov can't answer him. He's telling Eov, I want you to know, your speech stems from your pain and not from your intelligence. Eov lo vidat yedaver. Eov is not speaking out of intelligence. He's speaking out of pain. Who could blame him? The Gemara says, Eov lo vidat yedaver, says the Gemara. For this reason alone, Eov is not held accountable for what he said. Although Eov was very disrespectful in his speech, but Chazal say he was suffering. And we don't hold a person to task over what he says out of pain. Udvarav lo vehaskel. And his words are not out of intelligence. Because if you would be speaking out of intellect, you'd admit that I were right. Yes.
But if Eov hadn't spoken up against Hashem at this, don't they say he would be mentioned with the patriarchs when we daven? Maybe I'm incorrect, but I heard this somewhere.
Again?
That we would mention, we'd say, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Eov, would mention him along with them if he hadn't spoken up against them. Is this an idea I just made up? I'm sure I heard it somewhere.
I don't know. So, I don't want to read the next pasuk. It's one of the most difficult pasukim for me in all of the book of Eov. So we'll gather new strength and we'll begin with pasuk lamedvav bezachem next time.